This is Sandra Johnson, and I'm here with Danielle. And Ray is missing again today. I think if he's gone another week or two, we ought to just take his name out of the commercial. What do you think?
That would be a nice welcome home gift. Yeah. You are no longer in the commercials.
Hey, I think we have John Spur on the line.
Yeah, I'm here, Sandra. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, John?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Wonderful. Hey, we were going to actually start talking about Dynovember. And since you've been a part of Dynovember, how's that going for you?
Oh, we're having fun. We're having a lot of fun. The girls in the office are having a great time doing their videos. And I don't know if you've seen any of the videos they've done for the chiropractic side, for Inspire Life Chiropractic for Dynovember, but they've turned out really cute. And everybody that we have participating is having a lot of fun with it.
That's awesome. Danielle, you want to fill us in a little bit on the Dynovember? I guess it's a holiday. Can we call it a holiday?
Sort of. It's an entire month. It's a tradition. It's a family tradition,
okay,
I suppose. That's what I usually call it. But dinosaurs coming to life at night during the month of November, and they always do something for the kids to find in the morning. And so we've taken this family tradition of ours that we've done for several years now, and we took it up a notch by also having our dinosaur, Rory T-Rex, going through a transaction. And John has been helping get his financing together, and he's under contract now. So we're going through the process. We've started some inspections. So we had a home inspection done by Wynn Home Inspection, Catalina Foothills, and we just had the termite inspection done by Rego Pest Prevention. And we're about to have an HVAC inspection done by Rightway. We've got a sewer inspection by Job and Sons Plumbing. I mean, we've got a lot of fun people that are in here. We had Deneve on talking about Old Republic home warranties. We had Paige Draper from Pioneer Title. I mean, it's a lot of fun. A lot of us have gotten together, all centered around this concept of dinosaurs coming to life and buying a house during the month of Dinovember. And I have to tell you, more dinosaurs buy houses during Dinovember than any other time of the year.
I believe it. John, is this your first dinosaur client?
It is my first dinosaur client. Absolutely.
And how's he been so far? I mean, is he easy to work with?
He's a T-Rex. It's as easy as a T-Rex can be to work with.
So what kind of shenanigans are going on at your office then? What have the dinosaurs done?
Well, we have a dinosaur family going through, we'll call it their wellness journey, and the family has made it through their first visit and their x-rays and their initial visit with Dr. Rachel and her recommendations. And it all started out with the dino dad waking up one morning with back pain and searching for us on the internet and finding us. And they are well into their journey. I believe the family's getting massages today, if I remember correctly.
Ooh.
I think they have acupuncture next week.
Oh, nice. I got to look those videos up. You know, I hate that social media decides what it wants to send your way. So I haven't seen them. I'm going to definitely look them up and share them today. We'll get caught up on the Dinovember chiropractic and health and wellness. So did you guys do an actual x-ray? Do we get to see the dinosaur x-ray, or is that privileged?
It's funny. We tried to x-ray the dinosaurs and it didn't work. So we used an x-ray that we found online. So the x-ray that we have out there is not the actual dinosaur x-ray. You can find all of our videos on the Inspired Life Chiropractic Instagram page. And I think they've been posting them to the Facebook page also. But I know their story is on the Instagram.
Oh, awesome.
You know, Rory T-Rex is having a hard time wading through this transaction. He's getting a little stressed out. So he may need to come in and get a massage or something this month too.
Hey, we'll get him taken care of. No problems.
That sounds like a good plan. So tell me something good in the lending industry.
Something good in the lending industry. Let's see. Rates drop the most that they've fallen in the last 9 months. So that's
yay.
Can
we just like take a moment and soak that in? Rates dropping.
It's because the dinosaurs have brought good news.
It is, but I have a complaint. Every time I have good news about interest rates, Ray's not on the show, and Ray's always the one that wants to know what interest rates are.
We were just threatening to take him off the show because he hasn't been here for 2 weeks in a row now. But I think we're going to cut him a little bit of slack because he fills the seat well. And, you know, he's not bad on camera either.
No, and he brings a different energy to the room. He's just a fun guy to be around and not a mushroom. So the interest rates are, I mean, the best I've seen since probably mid-September. It's a welcome relief for anywhere from 1% to 1.25% lower than they were at the beginning of October, which is phenomenal. But I think the other exciting news, and then we talked about this earlier in the week, is the down payment assistance grant program that I now have access to. And people may have heard me talk about down payment assistance before, and I'm not the world's biggest fan of it, but I really like this program because it truly is free money, and it's a grant. There's no strings attached.
It's not a lien.
They don't have to pay it back. It's
right.
Not a lien. It's actual money that's given to them for a down payment. And if you sell your house in 6 months, if you refinance in 6 months, you don't owe anything back. You don't have to pay anything back. And it's open to a very large amount of people. It's not restricted to this group over here or that group over there. Almost everybody could probably qualify for this.
So if someone wanted to know if it's a program they can take advantage of, how can they reach you?
Best number to reach me at is 520-247-3610. They can always find me at inspiredlifemortgage.com. And it's a quick 10-15 minute conversation of where they're at. I have a few specific questions to ask them, and then we let them know if they do qualify for it and potentially how much money they could get in the grant for their down payment.
That's awesome. And I know there are other programs out there that you don't necessarily do. Lighthouse has been a topic that we're hearing a lot about, but I just heard someone say this week they're thinking that the Lighthouse money may be gone by Thanksgiving. What is the longevity of the program that you have?
So the program we have is a federal grant, and we're talking billions, if not trillions of dollars. And, you know, they're giving it out at 3.5% of the sales price per loan. So, you know, because it's an FHA transaction, the maximum amount you would be able to get would be about $14,000. So when you're talking billions of dollars being handed out at $14,000 at a time, it's going to be around for a while.
That's great news. I know that's something that people feel pressured because, you know, it's all or nothing for them. And if they don't get their contract accepted, you know, have they done all this work and then only to be disappointed in the end. So that's great news that the money's going to be around for a while. What about credit scores? What kind of a minimum credit score are we looking at?
So the program does require a minimum of a 620 credit score. But if you have a score under 620, that doesn't mean we can't do something for you. We just need to work on your credit first.
Right. Hey, give us your number one more time. We're getting ready to head into the break. And we certainly appreciate you giving us a quick update today.
Oh, you can reach me at 520-247-3610 or inspiredlifemortgage.com.
All right. Well, thanks, John. We'll be looking for your Dynovember updates.
Do you still have Dynovember kits in the office?
I absolutely do. If anybody wants their Dynovember kit, we're at 1951 North Wilmont. We're on the second floor of Building 1.
Awesome. Thanks so much, John.
Welcome back to the I Am Real Estate Show. If you missed when we were just talking about Dynovember, I'm going to just give a quick little update on that. We still have Dynovember starter kits. So if you've never done Dynovember with your family, with your kids, there's an opportunity to get a little kit that talks through some ideas and it talks about what it is and even has a couple little starter dinosaurs. John had mentioned that they do still have them at Inspired Life Chiropractic. We also still have some at Indy Realty at 7255 East Tankaverde Road. And if you want to see these videos and see what we're talking about, you can follow on Facebook or Instagram at Danielle Indy Realty. They're really fun videos. And if you have not seen Rory T-Rex, trust me, you need to see him.
They are actually great videos. I love them. I look forward to seeing every day what the new update is. It's been a lot of fun to see your creativity. And I'm sure that Rory T-Rex is having a good time being the star of the videos as well.
He is absolutely loving it, and he thinks that he's famous now. So if you haven't seen it, you need to see it so that it will be true and he will be famous.
There you go. It's totally worth taking the time to look it up and even to do it. Even though November's already started, the kids, a lot of them wouldn't know the difference anyway. We were at the Sands Club at a pep rally, and my grandchildren, Noah and Bethany, were telling the cheerleaders about Dye November, and they're like, November? And they're like, no, Dye November. And they just lit up, and the cheerleaders were getting such a kick out of listening to their stories about the dinosaurs. So
everywhere we go, they tell everyone about those dinosaurs coming to life and smashing their pumpkin. That's what they remember. The dinosaurs smash pumpkins.
Oh, I loved it when they had artwork. So we'll see if we have time to come back, circle back around. I want to make sure we get to our guest, though, because we do have a new guest on the show. So welcome, Zoe Holzknecht. And she is with Dryer Vent Wizard.
Thank you so much for having me, Sandra. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So we were lucky enough to see you do a presentation and talk a little bit about your company. So tell us a little bit about your company and how long you've been in business.
So we just started in March this year. So we're new in Tucson. And we are dryer vent specialists. So dryer vents are completely different from other air handling vents in a house. They're a fire risk, and there's financial costs associated with having dryer vents that aren't working properly.
So are you a franchise or you're a standalone company?
We are a franchise.
Oh,
yeah.
We're okay.
Backed by a larger company, Neighborly.
And how many franchise owners do we have in the state of Arizona? I know I wasn't expecting to ask you that because I didn't realize you guys were franchised.
We have two.
Two.
There's one in Phoenix and one here in Tucson. And we both just opened this year.
And so how long has the franchise been around?
The franchise has been around for, I think, 17, 18 years. It's not new.
I've never heard of it. That's really very cool.
Well, the National Fire Protection Association realized fairly recently, they've been around for 127 years now, but they realized that there was an increase in home fires due to dryer fires. And so looking into that, they discovered that they do studies now every 5 years because it's such an important part of home fires. And just residential fires, they find that there's almost 14,000 home fires a year just started by dryers. They cause $233 million in property damage each year. This is just in the U.S., and this doesn't count businesses with dryers. And, you know, there's injuries and deaths because of dryers. So, to me, it's just really important to get that information out there. The number of people that find out what I do and say, you know, really, you do dryers? And don't understand that, you know, it's something that they really can't ignore. If you own a dryer, it's a safety hazard. So,
you know, when I bought my house, I had someone come out and look at all the vents, HVAC. You know, they came out and somebody cleaned all the vents, and I didn't know anything about the differences between someone like that coming out versus someone who's specifically looking at the dryers. But that is something that I have always been really concerned about, and I won't dry clothes at night, you know, once I go to bed, things like that. If I leave the house, I always open the dryer so it's not going. But, you know, I think about hearing about my grandma having a house fire, and I'm looking at my mom, because if you don't know, this is my mom, Sandra. I don't know how that fire started, but that has been something that after hearing about it growing up, it's always been something I've been concerned about, making sure everything's always off, including and especially the dryer.
Yeah, so it was a very awful fire. We were lucky it didn't take my dad's life because he was there, but it was at a time too when manufactured homes didn't have a lot of code, you know, not the kind of codes that they have now. I'm sure they had codes, but not the safety measures that they have now. And so my dad was walking into our home because he saw that it was on fire and he thought he needed to get something out of the house. And so the windows exploded and stuff. About that time, I have feel myself feeling that again. And so, yeah, fire to me, I've always had kind of this fear of house fires because of having lived through that. And just like I did see the property after it was really completely demolished. I think there were a few canned goods and then some melted jewelry that were recovered, and that was pretty much it. And so I have always had probably an unrealistic fear of fires just because I know the devastation that occurs. And so, yeah, there have just been times over the years when maybe something's happened and it is a heightened sense of alarm for me. And I do take fire very seriously because of that. But with that being said, I never really, you kind of always know that vents can start a fire and that there's some kind of a hazard there, but I don't think that we realize how big that is.
Well, and I'll say too, I've heard of people doing like DIY fire starters with dryer lint because it catches fire really easy. Oh, I mean, I've never seen that. Oh yeah.
Zoe's shaking her head. Yes. She's like, yep. That's a deal. That's a thing.
They'll take like a toilet paper roll and stuff it with dryer lint, and that combination, it'll catch fire quickly and burn, and you can use it as fire starters.
Yeah. And the failure to clean is the leading single cause of dryer fires. That's in part why we're trained to international residential and mechanical building code, again, because they're completely different than other vents. If your vent is not made of the right material, mm-hmm. all the way from the dryer exhaust right behind the dryer to the wall, all the way to the termination, wherever it exits your house, you want it to be made of the proper material. Fire can spread really quickly. So, we've had material supply problems and builders, still need to get the job done on time. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, sometimes
they're substituting, aren't they?
Exactly. Exactly. We do
exactly
find
where
that.
That's going.
We do find that.
Okay. Before we go to break, would you give us the phone number that people can reach you at?
The easiest way to reach us is dryerventwizard.com. You can put in your zip code and then you'll get right to all of our information rather than remembering a number.
Okay, there you have it. So we will be back with Zoe after this break. So come back and join us.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking with Zoe about dryer cleaning, I guess. And I had mentioned I was starting to ask a question that I got distracted from, but I was talking about how I have had someone come out with HVAC and do like duct cleaning. And so my question is, how is something like that different from having you come out and check the ductwork or, the situation specifically on the dryers?
So the function of a HVAC vent is just to circulate air. And the function of a dryer vent is to get rid of carbon monoxide if you have a gas dryer. And then no matter what kind of dryer you have, the lint and debris that's in the clothes, the heat and the humidity. So if you think about lint and, any kind of dust ball, they kind of stick together. And when you add humidity and heat, it'll stick inside the metal vents, which again is important to use the right material so it's sticking less. It's mm-hmm. important to install it correctly so it doesn't have corners in it, places that you can start clogs. So HVAC is fine to use just compressed air and sort of blow it out. That will not work with a dryer vent. It might get a little bit of it out, but you really need to use specialized brushes made just for lint. And there are different size brushes. You may have to go from the inside to the top, and then you may have to get on the roof and then go down depending on how the vent is constructed. So it is very different. And we have the ability to take images inside the dryer vent so we can look at before a cleaning and after cleaning and show a home and business owner exactly, what it looks like.
And for a homeowner or even, during the home buying process, like when a home inspector is coming and inspecting the different aspects, what are the kinds of things that we can actually see And what are the kinds of things that we can't see and a home inspector might not be able to see?
So most home inspectors really won't inspect the dryer vent, especially to the extent that we can. They might take a peek at the attic. They might take a look on the roof, but we actually go to terminations on the roof, you know, look inside, stick the camera down in there. We're looking for angles. It shouldn't be sharply angled in any attic space that's there. And we're looking for the type of material behind the wall, which we can do with the camera. We move the dryer out. We test the airflow measurements and pressure measurements, both with the dryer hooked up to the vent and with the dryer not hooked up to the vent. So we can tell whether there's a performance issue with a dryer or whether there's a potential clog. And then, of course, the camera can pick up clogs really easily.
And you mentioned a performance issue. So there are some things that might indicate that you have a problem that needs to be addressed.
A lot of times when people say they're having problems with their dryer, it is actually the vent. And so checking the termination, if a homeowner has a sidewall vent that they can check easily, that's something they should be doing regularly. Obviously, it's hard to check on the roof. So checking that termination point where it exits and looking for clogs. You can take a carefully hold your phone, you know, behind the dryer and take a quick picture to see what's back there. There will be some dust because nobody dusts back there all the time, but you should not see lint or excessive amount of lint back there. That indicates a problem. That hose that goes from the dryer to the wall should be installed correctly. So it shouldn't have loops. There shouldn't be any kinks in it. It shouldn't be crushed at all because that's going to constrict the flow. And again, if it's made out of the wrong material, it's going to crush really easily. And we see a lot of poorly installed vents. There should be very little of the venting back there. It should be as shortest distance possible. Warning signs with the dryer include no lint in the lint screen and taking too long to dry clothes. Those often go together. If there's lint on the wrong side of the lint screen, that also indicates a problem. A lot of lint is getting inside the dryer where the electronics are, and that's, you know, that's a very dangerous situation. If there's any kind of smoky or moldy smell, that indicates a problem in the vent. If it's blowing a fuse, we've seen that quite often where it blows a fuse and the repairman will say, well, you know, I replaced it, but I don't really see anything electronically wrong with a dryer, then you should get your vent inspected. So we see a lot of that.
And I'm trying to think of things that have come up on home inspections. And the only things that that come to mind are sometimes with those vents that vent straight out, maybe they're not covered and you've got an opportunity for rodents or other pests to come in. And then the only other thing that comes to mind is maybe a vent that is actually venting into the attic rather than all the way out of the house. So have you seen that type of stuff as well?
Yeah, absolutely. There are good ways to pest-proof your vent, no matter where it is, and there are poor ways to pest-proof your vent. So what you don't want, and it's not to building code, you don't want screens on there because within a week you're already starting a clog. So there are much better, but they're a little more expensive, obviously, little better vent covers that use magnets. So the airflow can, you know, release the magnet, let the air out, but then the magnet closes it and your average, you know, rodent can't get in there.
Does the heat and moisture kind of attract them?
You know, in other areas of the country, that is a big, birds will build nests in there in the early spring. It's a little warmer, things like that. And in Arizona, with it being so hot, we really don't see a lot of that. We do see some mice, you know, some smaller rodents get in, maybe a few lizards.
How did you end up in this industry? I'm just curious.
So for about 30 years, I've been in medical research and diagnostics, because health and safety have been, you know, really important to me. To me, this is just sort of another extension to that. The number of people that tell me, I didn't know you had to worry about your dryer vent, when the fire departments are obviously concerned about it, shows me the need for public education and the opportunity to do things like this so people can learn about it. And then with Dryer Vent Wizard, we can clean and repair. And sometimes we find some really dangerous situations in homes that homeowners were completely unaware of. And so that's just a way to help protect, you know, the community. I mean, I live here. This is my community. I want to keep it. I want to keep our neighborhood safe.
Absolutely. And we, coming from a real estate perspective, I really appreciate knowing that there are companies out there that can service our clients. So I know you said the best way to get a hold of you is through the website. So go ahead and give us that website again.
DryerVentWizard.com.
Okay. And if you guys have any questions that you want us to relay, we also can do that. You can email the Johnsons, actually johnsonsmith@indie-realty.com, and that will come to us here and we can get you guys connected as well. Now we welcome you back from the break. Danielle and I are here with Zoe Holzconnect from Dryer Vent Wizard, and we've been talking a little bit about dryer vents and the importance of maintaining those. And so, Zoe, I just had a few more questions for you. For homeowners, what kind of a cost is there to have you just come out and take a look at the dryer vent?
So an inspection is between $59 and $79, and that we always do the same thing. We take all the airflow measurements. We take a look in the attic space if there is one. We find the termination, whether it's on the roof or the sidewall. We look at that transition, that hose behind the dryer. We'll take a peek inside the dryer, see if there's a lint problem in there.
And then if someone does have something that's, we'll say, a red flag, maybe it's not, you know, I mean, the inspection led you to more questions. What kind of repairs might they be looking at, and what is that, the cost, you know, just a general range of kind of the kinds of things that you run into typically here in Tucson?
So one of the most typical things is that transition hose right behind the dryer, that it's made out of unsafe material that's not smoke resistant or flame resistant. And if a fire starts there, it's going to spread really quickly. So that's between $87 and $119 to take care of something like that.
Okay.
We see clogs on the roof. And that is between $59, $79, depending on what it is. If there's a cleaning involved, we're going to go ahead and take care of that anyway. Sometimes the vent, we catch it where the vent still looks pretty good, but there is a clog at the exit point. So we don't want to charge for a whole cleaning just to do something, you know, a little simpler. So,
and that's kind of defying gravity a little bit, right? You're trying to push this kind of moist lint uphill, and I don't even know, two-story houses, I'm sure the same kind of thing. And so you are defying gravity, and it is certainly not designed for efficiency, I guess, when you're going up.
Correct. And that's a change in sort of general home building, home mm-hmm. design, where they used to be designed where a laundry room was on an external wall. It was real safe, a real short run to get the lint and everything out. But now, with laundry rooms being in the middle of a house, usually, it's much less safe. It's more convenient for a homeowner. They can use the exterior walls for windows and, you know,
right.
things like that. But
yeah, we used to throw them on the back porch, right? Those older homes.
Yep.
You're lucky if you get laundry, and then you're lucky if it's in an enclosed space, and even luckier if you don't have to go outside. So yeah, you're right. We have definitely changed the way that we use our homes, and it makes perfect sense that people do want windows and design features rather than looking at their laundry.
Well, and with the amount of laundry that I feel like I do, having two kids, I feel like, oh my gosh, it never stops. Every single day doing laundry. What kind of a time frame should someone expect for having the inspection done and making sure that there aren't problems in the future?
So the recommendations are have it cleaned once a year, at least have it checked once a year. In situations where there's a large family or lots of fluffy pets, then sometimes you might want to get it checked once every 6 months. You do it, you know, a year at time zero and then time 1 year, that'll give you a really good indication of whether you need to do it sooner or not. But for most people, it's 1 year.
Okay, that makes sense, depending on the use. I'm just going to say one Raymond is equal to two children. That man goes through more laundry than anyone I know because, you know, if you're out golfing, you have to come home and shower and change clothes. And I mean, like, I do more laundry.
I'm going to say Bethany is going to beat that because she changes her outfit like four times a day.
Okay.
She just needs a new dress or something four times a day. But
she's only almost five. So we're talking, that's a little amount of clothes. I'm sorry, but I don't know. Raymond wins.
Okay, probably. So does the age of your dryer impact? I mean, obviously it's going to impact how well it works, depending, you know, the quality of the dryer. If you have a nice one versus
not. I like those nice 1970s gold refrigerators had a lifespan of forever, right? And the newer appliances don't have that same lifespan. That's a great question.
So currently, the lifespan of a dryer now is about 7 to 13 years. If you have a problem with your vent, you can cut that down in half. If it's taking you two cycles, your dryer may only last, you know, 5 to 7 years. And we did have a homeowner that called us because his last dryer only worked for 4 years, and he got his new one, started it up, still wasn't working any better. We went in his attic and we found that his vent didn't actually go to the hole in the roof where it was supposed to. It went right up to the roof, the plywood of the roof. There was no hole. And so the whole 20 years he'd lived in that house, the dryer vent was just getting packed further and further and further with vent. It was just solid lint by the time he called us.
Not a great insulative factor, I would think.
No. Again, that's just a dangerous situation that can be avoided.
Right. So what kind of energy cost is there to having that as well?
So if you use an electric dryer in Tucson, it's about $360 to $500 a year you can waste if you're doing two cycles to dry one load. And then again, with the gas dryers, it's the cost isn't really the big thing, but it's the carbon monoxide that's not exiting your home.
So well worth the cost of an inspection to make sure that everything is running well. And it's been a great education for us today. So thank you so much for being here.
I was just going to say that I think that since we're still in our inspection period, Rory T-Rex might need to have the dryers looked at in this transaction. I mean, we've got a few days left in the inspection period.
Excellent. I would love to be part of that.
You know, that has been such a fun thing. And I'm telling you, if you haven't seen Danielle's videos online, you have to check her out. It's Danielle Johnson. Are you at Danielle at Indy?
At Danielle Indy Realty.
Yeah, take a look at them because they are actually done very well for someone who's not in the production business.
You can find them as well and some Dynovember ideas on some of what our dinosaurs are doing at hashtag Dynovember with Danielle.
All right. So does Danielle need to go on the website and put in her request? Or
I think Rory T-Rex needs to figure out how to type with those claws.
Well, there you go. You'll have an update from Zoe on Rory T-Rex's home purchase, and we'll see how that dryer vent's doing.
Awesome.
So Danielle and I just kind of wanted to also update a little bit on some stuff that's going on in Tucson.
I have to say Dynovember is the beginning of the holiday season for me. Halloween didn't happen. The only reason we did that was so that we could have candy for the dinosaurs to eat. So Dynovember is our starter, and it's all getting ready for Christmas, which is my absolute favorite time of the year. And so I'm going to jump ahead there on your list, and I'm going to say I am super excited about Yuletide at Old Tucson. I mean, as soon as I heard that they were doing it, when did they tell us? Like the beginning of the year they told us about that?
It was spring.
I have been waiting. And they finally announced it. It's on Facebook. You can see all their stuff. They're showing you what they're doing. we are going to head out there and we're going to go see what they're doing at least a couple times.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to make it out on the 24th.
Yep.
And then again, I've got tickets for the 26th. And so I know we're going to be taking advantage of that and starting off our holiday season as well with a Tucson tradition.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking about going, the new Southern Arizona Attractions book just came out. And so you can find some discounts in there. They actually have a lot of 2-for-1 discounts and then just some percentages off. But it's a great way to just see everything that's going on in Tucson, around Tucson, and take advantage of some sales there. And I know that Old Tucson is in the Southern Arizona's attractions book for their new one that just came out.
They have a discount right now too, Old Tucson, don't they? If you buy your tickets online.
If you go online, you save $5. So yes.
Yeah, and so go get the tickets.
If you don't know where to pick up your book of fun, again, you can email us johnsonsmith@indie-realty.com. And we can make those available at the office. You can swing by and pick one up. Just send us an email to make sure we have it on hand. Danielle.
Yes?
Anything you want to talk about? We got about a minute left.
I was thinking about having a contest. And anyone who calls, you can call Sandra at 520-850-1725. Or you can call myself, Danielle, at 520-373-6864.
Don't call Raymond. He won't answer.
Yeah, don't call him. I didn't give his number. So call one of the two of us. We're going to have a contest and you can win a free home valuation. And I'm going to tell you a secret. Everyone wins.
Everybody wins.
So just call. You win. Don't worry about it. You don't have to wait. You don't have to find out later. You win.
Yeah. You know, we just heard from John Spirit Inspired Life Mortgage, and we are getting a little relief on interest rates. We know that that's going to do nothing but fuel our market. And so that was great news. If you're thinking about buying or selling, please reach out to us. Again, myself at 520-850-1725 or Danielle at 520-373-6864. We also want to take this time to thank our sponsors: Inspired Life Mortgage, Pioneer Title Agency, Indie Realty, Rego Pest Prevention, and Power Solar. We couldn't do the show without their support. So we hope you have a great weekend, and we'll be back next week.